Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, this week as we begin, we have no Sean. And we have only Carrie, and I apologize again for that, because life's so much more fun with Sean. But we're going to try to do this quick and easy and painlessly, despite the fact that we're lacking half of our podcast team, and you are stuck only with me. Ready? So story is basically a sequence of events, right? And to create story, you have to put that sequence of events together in a way that your reader's brain jives with. So to do that, you have to have scenes. And a scene is the basic, most basic Starbucks vanilla element of a story. And there are two main types of scene, really. One is called a scene, and one is called a sequel. Dwight Swain wrote a book called The Techniques of a Selling Story. And he basically defined those two different types this way. He said, quote, "A scene is a unit of conflict lived through by the character and reader." So there are three big pieces right there to understanding what you need to have a good scene. You need to have a conflict. It needs to be lived through. You need to have a character and a reader. So in a scene, there needs to be this conflict and immersion. So your reader can relate to it, right? I'm going to write that in our podcast notes. You can hear me typing. That seems so very writer of me, doesn't it? Anyways, to have a conflict in that scene, you need to have a goal for your character. So Swain goes on to say that a scene must have, or a scene must be, interesting. Because if it's not interesting, your reader's going to be bored and go away. And that's why you need that goal. And that's why you need that conflict. And the second part is the scene must move the story forward. He then writes that in order for a scene to make the story progress, quote, "it changes your character's situation. And while change doesn't always constitute progress, progress always involves change." So in each scene, you need to have writer person. One, a goal, what the character wants, to own something, to be free of something, revenge. B, conflict, something keeping your character from that goal, right? And then finally, disaster. Swain calls this the, quote, "logical yet unanticipated development that throws your focal character for a loss," which is cool, right? So then that other element, if we can remember back to, 2 minutes ago, is the sequel. And the sequel is what happens after that scene. The sequel connects one scene to the next, Swain says. It's a transition place. And its goals are in, again, his words, to translate the disaster into a new goal, to telescope reality and control the tempo of the piece. It's here that decisions are made for your characters. It's here that the protagonist reorients themselves. It's here where the protagonist has to find answers and possibilities and deal with what just happened and turn it into this new goal. And it often involves a bit of summary or exposition. And these sequel transitional places, they control the tempo of the story because they give the reader a tiny bit of a pause, slowing down the pacing from the whole, oh my gosh, look at what just happened in this scene. Does that make sense? Hope it does. It's a great book. You should check it out. Techniques of a Selling Writer, Dwight Swain. A little outdated in societal cultural ways, but still really good at explaining story. Also, if you're over on my Substack, Living Happy, Carrie Jones Living Happy is how you look at it. We'll have some paid user-only content relating to this, too. It's pretty cheap. You should just join so I don't have to panic about money. I shouldn't say that out loud, should I? I already did. Crap. This is why I need Sean here. Hey, thanks. I hope that helps. Check out that book.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze. Summer days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.